Sherry Phobister has seen her grandmother and father suffering with the neurological effects of mercury poisoning. Tests have shown that Phobister herself has potentially dangerous levels of the toxic substance in her system. But it wasn't until her daughter began having seizures that the scope of the contamination really sunk in.
My daughter used to tell me that her head hurt. She would like to put her head on the cold floor because she said it felt better.
Phobister says doctors have linked her daughter's brain tumors to mercury contamination.
And I thought it was something from the past, but I don't know. I'm living it now.
Mercury in the environment near Grassy Narrows is dissipating. But new research by a Japanese specialist shows the problem in people is getting worse. The research also shows that more than half of the people who experience mercury-related health problems are denied government compensation. David Sohn is with the environmental group Earthroots.
40 years later, people in Grassy Narrows are still sick and getting sicker, and the government continues to shirk its responsibility to make things right.
A spokesperson for the Mercury Compensation Board says the board is currently reviewing all the international research on mercury contamination to see whether it needs to make changes. Jody Porter, CBC News, Thunder Bay.